One thing that I learned in secondary school is how to be a hustler.
I think I have wicked tendencies, but I'm not wicked.
You're always saying bad energy stay far away, but
bad energy stay far away, but you're the bad energy.
I dare you to lick in Kechi's pants.
You guys don't know I have brain. I have brain.
I got a friend now. First of all, nobody asked. Second of all, your outfit is actually trash and we don't care.
The only time I'm on my knees is, well, that's classified.
Chidera, this is a family channel.
I hope my mother isn't listening to this podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Care Package Podcast. We are on episode 58. We're nearing very, 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 very close to 60, and there might be a little giveaway in it. But yeah, today we have a special guest with us, someone that was on our podcast a while ago, and he's back for round two. Would you like to introduce yourself?
What's up, guys? It's me. Do I have to say my name? Okay.
Yes, yeah. I don't know you are. So it's me.
Oh, it's Naeem. So yeah, what's up?
Last time Naeem was on this podcast, that's what your name was. What did you say your name was? Naeem.
We should be careful. I'm rebranding.
So on this episode, we're just gonna talk about just our dreams, more the plans that we have in life, not really the concrete ones, shall before you evil eye people come first, but just casual, what's the word, the opposite of concrete, shall. Those kind of plans.
I didn't worry about evil eye people. Let me just change my, you know, direction. God will punish my enemies. It's okay.
Yeah, but before we get into that, we're just going to have a quick catch up of what's happened this past week. So obviously, the big one is the fact that there could potentially be a war on the forefront. And me, I'm just like, I thought pandemic was our rock bottom. Like, I didn't think things could get any worse than that.
I just think, I don't know, I've just chosen not to think about it, you know? Like, we're just coming off the pandemic, you know? People are now not wearing masks everywhere. This nigga wants to put everybody back inside. Like, for those of you that have been living under a rock, basically, Putin invaded Russia. He's still invading Russia. Why am I saying
he's not invading Russia, Ochidera. He's Russia.
Wrong one. He's invading Ukraine. He's still invading, and yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, and big companies have started, you know, icing out Russia out of everything. So, like, for instance, now this is the only one I know of because what I've heard. I know you can't, like, use Google Maps in Russia anymore. Like, you can't see anything there. I know you can't use Apple Pay in Russia anymore. You can't use anything Apple related. They've closed down the store. Nothing for those guys. And I think they're sanctioning, like, all those millionaires. So, like, they've blocked their accounts. And also, you know, Switzerland, how they're pretty neutral all the time. They've gotten involved as well. So all those people that have offshore accounts in Switzerland, they've locked those ones off.
Yeah, basically, apparently, because Ukraine used to be part of Russia. And so Ukraine now decided they wanted to join NATO, which is like an alliance. And Russia was not like, how can these small guys that are part of us now decide they want to be against us? Russia now vets, Russia says, okay, we're invading. That's why they're invading currently. But I was going to say, the whole, like, imposing sanctions on Russia, like the whole, like, not being able to use Google Maps, that affects the average citizen. Like, it has nothing to do with Putin. Like, it's not affecting. Well,
I mean, it's not what they can actually do, because everybody knows that Putin is a madman from the get-go. And this guy said, if anybody tries to, you know, get involved with this invasion, they will see consequences like they have never seen before. Personally, if someone mad like that said that to me, I would, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Everyone's hands are tied. So I think the sanctions are the only way, like, even if it doesn't affect him directly, I think the sanctions are the only way he's going to, I don't even know. It's messy.
Fair enough. And in other news on this side of the world, Prince Andrew, obviously, well, he's not a prince anymore, apparently, they're taking his titles, but Andrew, who has been accused of rape, pedophilia, molesting young girls, he recently got an out-of-court settlement, which basically means that he decided not to go to court. Instead, he decided to just hush Monisha. So that just basically just tells me that he's guilty. He's very much guilty. That's just crazy. Yeah,
he was part of the Jeffrey, how do you pronounce that guy's name? Epstein,
yeah.
He was part of the Jeffrey Epstein crew. And for those of you that don't know, this was a guy, there's a lot of people involved in it, like to date. Jeffrey Epstein is dead, child. He committed in prison, uppers. But yeah, they're still uncovering, like, apparently this thing was huge. Like, there are loads of fucking people involved in it. But Prisandra was one of them, and the girl came out, and, you know, everyone was like, he can't get extradited, he's a royal, and the queen said, fuck you thoughts. She took away his titles, but then she also paid off the settlement, so I'm kind of annoyed they didn't put this guy in federal prison in America, but such is life, I guess.
Such is life. Naim, are you shy, or you don't have anything to say, because you've been quite quiet?
No, that's the war happened, Shaz. Shannon comes. That's my opinion.
I had a discussion with some people the other day, and they were like, what if they start knocking on your door that if you fight in the war, they'll give you passports? Do you have a British passport?
What kind of stupid question is
that? Sorry.
I don't have the passports, but guy, they can keep that PO. What the hell? I should come out and fight for what?
I don't fight for passports. Me, I'm sorry.
They've already started sending out these emails. How about you? Like, I've been watching Hulu a lot lately, and the ads are usually like aimed at like Instacart and all this. Now it's just the army. Like, join the army. Those are all the ads are about.
Yeah, if they call us in Nash, I don't mind. That'll be fresh.
Wait, as you
fight for Nash.
Ah, guy, hell yeah, man. I'll fight for Nigel. What? Guy, that'll be Nigel. Me and my Nigel brothers, we're gonna fight. Ah.
Shout out to Nigel brothers.
Guy, Uraku. Hey.
Nah, when it's time for war, that's when I'll remember that actually I cook, I clean, I'm a woman, I belong in the kitchen.
I'm a woman.
No country, nobody. It's not me.
That's when you remember.
That's when I remember that I actually belong in the kitchen.
That Putin guy is just on crack, as far as I'm concerned. Like, guys, just on guys, just on hydro. And that Andrew guy, that guy will get what is coming for him. Shit.
That's just the best way to
put it. I always forget, like, when you think about the royal family, I always think about the queen, obviously, Philip, rest his soul, whatever. William, Harry,
he did.
Huh? Philip is the Queen's husband.
Oh.
Philip died since now, last year.
Hey, RIP.
But speaking about deaths in the royal family, actually, did you guys see that rumor going around that the Queen had died from that guy?
That Jason Lee. So there's this guy. So basically, obviously, the Queen recently got COVID. I kind of, like, when I heard she got COVID, I was scared that's it for her.
I was scared. I was giving it like
a week. Why are you scared? Guy, the Queen killed Diana. She has to die. That's all I care. She has to die. Wait, so this podcast, is it America, UK? Where is it?
Everywhere.
You should not drop my full government. It's okay, nine. You know that last time that I was going to tweet that crap about when, what was even happening, Sha? I can't remember, during that whole Megan thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were actually going after guys. I had to put the Queen as my header, as my profile. Like, I forgot that I was on TF4, guy. Like, I forgot that I was on student visa. I said, okay. The queen doesn't have to die, guys. I'm so sorry.
Before they start, I need to go back to your country.
Bro, like, I won't fly for her anything that they want me to do, and I'm doing it.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, the Queen got COVID, and this guy, Jason Lee, I didn't even know who he was. I didn't even know who he was before, but he owns one of them TMZ type sites. I think it's called Hollywood Reporter. They now reported that the Queen is dead, when she obviously was not dead. They now said that they are not recanting their statement, that they know from a source that the Queen is dead. They're really arguing that the Queen is really dead. And I'm just
I said that sucks.
That's one person you don't kind of fuck with, the Queen. Because obviously there's like a protocol in place. Isn't it that London protocol, London Bridge or something? It's like 2 weeks of mourning.
I don't know anything about that.
Bro, but yeah. I don't mind going on strike during that period. I won't lie. Don't give her... Easter.
But yeah, apparently, so when, I know when Shah, I don't know about all the other royals, but I know when kings, when the king and queen dies, they can have a protocol in place. I don't think Philip had one. I think Philip just wanted to go quietly into that darkness because he was going to go and meet Diana. But yeah, there's a thing called Operation London Bridge, and it's like 2 weeks of mourning. And like, it will be the BBC that will officially announce, you, Elizabeth is dead. Because yeah, that guy was just chatting utter and complete shit.
I thought they're going to announce it as, you, Elizabeth is dead. That would be mad.
That would be crazy. Imagine. Oh. Anyway, guys, so yeah, that's kind of a rundown of what's happened in the past week. So yeah, to get onto the main episode itself, talk about our dreams and aspirations. First of all, we're just going to talk about any role models that we have, celebrities, family members. What are you guys saying? Role models.
I have a top role model,
Go ahead.
My first role model is Timaya.
wait. What's the backstory behind that?
But I don't think I can talk about Timaya right now because I'll probably go involved in Hit and Run.
Really?
Like, you just like people and you're just going to jam somebody.
why do you like Timaya anyway?
He was a plantain seller and then he literally started making music and he has blown. It's just crazy.
Fair enough.
It's honestly just crazy. And obviously, my second role model is Aliko Dangote.
Oh, that's
nice. Fair.
Chidara? Yeah, I want to be like Obi Kubana guy. Obi Kubs, that's my role model. Guy was flashy.
I don't really know who he is like that. I can't lie to you guys.
Your role model is a money launderer. Okay.
No, all jokes aside, I think my role models are... maybe one of my uncles that's an architect and he was like baby of the family and no one really thought he was going to amount to anything and he has done firm today. Kind of what I want to do. Not that my parents think I'm not going to amount to anything. Also, one of my other role models completely unrelated to my like field of work is Jackie Aina. I just want to be like her. I just want to live.
Jackie Aina is living a soft life. That's the definition of soft life. She probably doesn't have to work again. Like, all she ever does is wake up.
Jackie Aina.
Huh? What did you say?
You said Jackie Aina. Who is that?
She's a YouTuber. So she used to do like makeup YouTube. Yeah. And then nowadays she just does kind of like luxury. She's just living her best life. She's got herself one mansion in Los Angeles. There's an elevator in her house. Like, she just wakes up.
She just lives her best life.
She just wakes up and lives her best life. Like,
and what about you?
It's crazy because I asked you guys to think about this, but I don't really have an answer myself.
I think, especially in this day and age, like, hooking up to celebrities is very, like, detrimental because...
very problematic because...
they've been living fake-ass lives, bro.
You somebody today, tomorrow, you've heard that, okay, this person, like, for example, with our run now. Like, where do we actually go from here? Nobody's perfect, and the internet does not forget.
The internet does not forget.
Okay, one kind of role model I have, Nella Rose. I love Nella Rose because first of all, she went to my uni, so I feel like I have a connection to her. And she just started out doing YouTube at 19, and now she's like everywhere.
No, but I mean, Nella is cool, though. I like her. Okay,
I really like her as well. Yeah, I think that's one for me.
Nella.
Okay. She doesn't really care about anybody. That's really like...
yeah.
She just does her own thing. I read people that just do their own thing. Like, have their own mind. Don't really care about what society says.
Nella Rose. Naeem, has anybody told you that you kind of look like Joe Boy?
I'll fucking leave this podcast. Are you guys fucking dope boys? I look like ASAP Rocky and Damson Idris.
Okay, sorry. Rihanna's baby what? Daddy. My apologies.
It was me there first. Now me and Rihanna used to be that nigga ASAP, but that's my bro. So like, I'm like, okay, Kayana is calm.
All now right. He's
pregnant. Should have been me.
Okay.
So, go back into it. Sorry. Actually, before we go into careers, I actually just wanted to say, I just thought of Rihanna is actually quite a big when it comes to role models because she did her music for years, and she gave us like 8. The thing is, people are begging Rihanna for music, but Rihanna gave us 8 albums. Like, how many artists have given us that much? She gave us 8 albums. Then she dropped that. Then she said, okay, I'm gonna do makeup, and she's bossing that. And then she was gonna do fashion. Her fashion is a bit quiet, but she's doing fashion too. And she started doing lingerie, pant and bra. She also doing amazing at that. Like,
yeah, why did you just do pants and bra? We know what lingerie is.
Some people don't know.
But another person is Kylie Jenner. Like, that's a huge role model for me.
Yeah, and she's so young as well. Like, that's another billionaire. Yeah. Nah, people are doing amazing. These are the kind of people that when you look at them, you have to take a long, hard look at yourself. That, what am I doing? Where am I going? Where am I coming from? You have to ask yourself.
Let me tell you something. It's God's plan. Doesn't know God. It's God's plan. Anybody can do what he wants to do, but I know that God has me because...
Word. Okay, yeah. So in terms of career goals, what are you guys' plans after uni? Or maybe, okay, before we even get into what are your plans after uni, as you've grown up, what are the kind of careers that you've considered?
Ha! I have like 3.
Okay.
First one, when I was younger, I was just be an assassin. I was just be a contract killer growing up.
Can I ask, what was the inspiration behind that career?
You guys have not watched James Bond before.
We've watched James Bond.
But that's your answer now, Chidera. That's your inspiration.
It not inspire you. It inspired me. I was learning taekwondo, like I was doing karate, like I was trying, but to kill is not easy. So you just have to like look into like different things. Then I'll just now be an automobile engineer. Then I got to learn as mechanic. That's not really
honestly like, all these fancy names. Like I have one friend, so he's electronic engineer. Everybody says he's an electrician.
guy, when they told me he's mechanic, like obviously people that actually enter automobile engineering, they make a lot of money from that because you could go into like different like departments for that shit. But once I hit it mechanic, I was like, physics was really not agreeing. Like, you guys should have seen my IGCSE physics. I was like, okay. I'm about to drop this so quick. They already told me this mechanic that I'm going to do. I said, okay, I'm not doing it again. So I didn't do automobile engineering again. But like now, I'm just like more into like business management, human resources, entrepreneurship, international business, all those things.
What? Entrepreneurship? Do you know what you want your business to be?
I can't really see that here. You know, evil eye.
Fair enough. Okay, Chidera. Aspirations as you've grown up.
When I was younger, I really wanted to be an investment banker like my dad. But then my dad took me on a like trial run to his office, like spend the day with me, see what you want to do. And I tell you, I left that office and I was like, I cannot do this for the rest of my life. Like it was just sitting at a desk looking at numbers. Like I was like, no, I cannot. And then I kind of just didn't know what I wanted to do for a while. And then my dad was like, go spend time with one of your uncles. He's an architect. And I went to his office and I actually liked it. And I was like, okay. And then, yeah, that's how I became an architect or a major.
So that means you've been an architect girl for a long time.
Yeah. Well, like, I say long, but like, I only found out I wanted to be an architect before IGCSE, so like 15.
Okay, fair enough. Me, like, there's nothing that I've not wanted to do. When I was younger, I wanted to be a supermodel. I quickly learned that was not the career path for me. I wanted to be a fashion designer too at one point. What did you say?
I said it can still be now. Not too late.
I was going to lose weight if I want to be a supermodel. I've always been.
Life is dynamic. That's where I was at.
Okay, very dope. I was going to be a fashion designer at a point, but I'm not that, like, I don't have that kind of creativity, like, is not really me. I want to be a chef at a point. I want to be a writer.
Must be a chef.
At a point, yeah. Chef. I also wanted to be a writer, and I still kind of, which in my life, I would like to write a book. You know what, these days, like, I feel like everybody's, they're giving everybody book control, like, whether you've done anything in your life, whether you've not done anything, they give you. So if I just do something small, they'll just be like, Anu, please come and write us a book. I would love to do that. And these, you know, people write a book, and it's as if every book has been New York Times bestseller. Everybody, every author, New York Times bestseller. And I'm just like, some of you guys have to be lying, because there's no way
all of you. Either that or, what's the other one? Wall Street Journal.
Is it all of you cannot be New York Times bestseller. Yeah, then I want to be a doctor. That's kind of like, you know, everybody knows that one. That's like the most serious aspiration I've had. But A-levels always humble you. So currently I'm doing a medicine adjacent degree, but I don't think I want to be a doctor anymore. I don't know what I want to do now, but still want to be in science, still kind of want to help people. But look here, I just want to be one of those people that make money without working. Like, I don't want to work. Like, working is just not really like like I said earlier.
Nah, but hearing what you guys had aspirations as when you were growing up, is the best one. I said my own word.
Honestly, like Chira was saying earlier, Jackiana, like, I feel like she just lives a soft, that's the life I want to live. Like, I just want to be taken care of, don't want to work, but yeah, that's life. Do you guys want to, because you know there's some people that are not interested in earning a lot of money, like some people just kind of want to be comfortable, living it comfortable. Chira, you want to be stinking rich?
I want to be filthy rich.
Like, first of all, my style is quite, like, it's expensive.
Your drip is a talent.
Like, I have to, you know, like, obviously, I don't want to get to have money to the point, like, I'm, you know, conceited or some shit. Like, I want to be comfortable. And obviously, my comfort is, it varies. Comfort varies. So, like, I want to be comfortable to the point where I know I can afford anything that I want. And me knowing what I like is not, it's not small money. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always say that the same last one Naima said. I always say that, like, literally, the lifestyle that my parents have introduced me to.
That's what I'm saying. I'm accustomed to a certain lifestyle that I just have to maintain. Like, it's no one's fault but my parents. But yeah, no, I want to be filthy rich. Like, I obviously don't want to be conceited, as Naima said, but as an Igbo babe, I want to be filthy.
I want to have money and just, like, you know, just know you have money.
Yeah.
You ain't go to bed with no problems in your head. What you're thinking about?
Yeah.
You're not thinking about money. Money is not your problem. You're thinking about business deals, things like that, but money is not your problem. That's kind of
money. Yeah.
Word. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. And adjacent to career, one thing that always goes when you're talking about your future, hand in hand, love life, romance, marriage, all those things. So I don't know if any of you want to disclose whether you are single or not single right now.
I'd rather not.
I'm single to a stupor.
I'm very single to a stupor. I'm not ashamed. I'm very single. I'm actually like shy. Look, the viewers know what you are.
I've been being single for a while.
Also, you're single by, are you single by choice?
Yes, so I feel it's also by choice.
I always ask people, are you single by choice or by chance? Because me, I think I'm single by chance. Like, but the thing is, I'm single by chance, but at the same time, like, people have moved to me, but like, I cannot just accept anybody. Like, I'm not that desperate that whoever it is that like wants me, I want them like that. So maybe it is by choice in a way, but yeah, it would be nice.
I like what I like. I'm never going to compromise again.
Exactly. So. Yeah, I'm not that desperate. Yeah. I need to compromise. Yeah, but would you consider yourself, would you guys consider yourself monogamous or polygamous?
I would say I'm monogamous.
The way that you smile, as if I'm trapping you. Because you know what? Okay. I used to think that everybody's default mode was monogamy, but I'm starting to meet a lot of people now that, because, okay, it's different if you say you are, okay, there's a difference between being a polygamist and being a chitasha.
Allow me to answer my own question now. It seems like you're putting some theories out there.
No, I'm just speaking for myself. Maybe guilty conscience is worrying. I just speak for myself.
Hey, relax. First of all, as many people might not seem to believe, I'm actually more into monogamy when I'm in a relationship. Emphasis on when I'm in a relationship, because like, what's the point of cheating? It just doesn't make sense. You work so hard to, you know, get someone. You guys establish, like, a relationship, you guys are dating, or you're not going to start cheating. I don't believe in cheating when in a relationship.
Okay, but if you're not in a relationship, then it's not cheating, then is it?
Yeah. And then if you're not in a relationship.
And okay, in terms of marriage or no marriage?
Marriage.
Wow, everybody's quite traditional. I wish there was somebody that was not different here. But yeah.
I want a fat rock on my finger.
I know, it's like you're trying to bring something out of me. It's like you're trying to get me to say
something. Yeah, it's entrapment.
I'm just thinking. Chira, so your only point of... Chira said she wants a fat rock on her finger. That's the only thing you want out of the marriage.
No, I actually want a marriage, but like my rock... My diamond ring must be so nice that I have to get a fake version made because I could get robbed. That's how nice I want my ring to be.
Who is robbing me, first of all?
You can rob people. Well, Simaya not in a hit and run. Did you just not say?
Hey, free my nigga Simaya, bro. Like,
but you know, how do you compare yourself to Simaya? Who knows? You just Google recognize you. It's now just
saying. Like, I'm just saying.
Like, no, I know her. I know she has diamond ring. Come on.
I just want a nice. That's all I want to say.
Okay, and in terms of who you want to marry, do you have a preference? Nigerian, not Nigerian, African, black, white?
It's really house tournament that can pronounce my name well, so I mean.
Yeah, I feel like I would have to marry someone Nigerian. Like, say what you want about, like, you know, learning someone's culture and everything. It's just never going to be, it's never going to be equal footing. There's some things you're definitely going to agree on. So, example, like classic parenting style. So Nigerian parents are very like, have a harsher parenting style. Let me just say that before, without getting into specific. But like American parents are quite like, they'll figure it out. Like leave them, or you have the alternative where it's like helicopter parenting. You're constantly babying your kid at every single like instance. If you marry, like if you have that really harsh like Nigerian, like your child does something and it's like punishment immediately and your husband's like, no, like let's let him go play. It's okay. He'll do better next time. It's not gonna work.
But there are surely some Nigerian homes that they were raised like that.
I do. Fair enough. I just feel like I would have to marry someone Nigerian. I don't know why. Also,
I need the attitude.
That's what I was about to say. Not even attitude, but like, you know, I like insulting for fun. And I like insulting.
Yeah.
If I insult you and you are now sad, that I'm like, no, jazz up. Like, what's wrong with you?
It's just something so fun. Like you're having fun, like, in as much as like it's stressful. Like, there has to be some stress.
That is a useful attitude.
Yes, now have you not heard that thing? It's like every girl wants to be his piece, be his headache, and I stand by it.
I need that. I'm stubborn.
For me, I think, yeah, my preference is mainly Nigerian, but I could marry a Ghanaian. The Chalets, I can marry a Chale. I wouldn't mind. I feel like their culture is quite similar to ours, so
yeah, that's fair.
Okay. I was gonna ask how old you want to be when you want to marry and have children, but I can't lie, when I was younger, I used to have a number in my head. The older I get, the number also gets older because I clock that, like, I'm not ready. I don't think I'll be ready anytime soon.
Yeah. I think I was getting married at like 27, 28.
I was going to say, I think I was getting married at 25, but I want to start having kids at 30.
Something around there, like 31, 32.
He's changed his number again. But yeah, no, I want to enjoy my marriage before the toddlers start running around and you don't, like, your life just isn't basically about you anymore. It's about another mini human being.
I want to have enough money before I start having kids.
That too.
Yeah,
that too.
Exactly.
Because children are expensive.
Yeah, I'm definitely not pressed to have a child until at least 30. For marriage, I can't lie, whenever God wants me to marry, sure, because... I don't want to say any number before God to say, oh, that's what you think, Abby. Don't worry. Because my love life is looking now, no single prospects.
I find it interesting, especially like the kind of school I go to. So it's very Catholic, very like set in traditions. A lot of people at graduations, they're already like, and like I know like at least three.
White people. Why are people always relationships, always engagements, always marriage?
Like, I literally, like, it's crazy to me how, like, there's a girl that graduated last year and she's had a kid already and has another one on the way, and she's like 23, and I'm like, wow. Never fuck me, bro. Wow. But you do you. Can you imagine, like, caring after a mini you? Like, I can barely take care of myself.
Imagine at this age, if you have a child.
I mean, to be fair, like, that's something that, I mean, guys, the level of maturity that we'll gain just as them telling us that they're pregnant, or you guys finding out that you're pregnant, is your life is going to change.
I think it's also very interesting how, like, it's better for you to have a kid when you're younger because your body's blah, 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 blah. But, like, no one wants to have a kid when they're younger.
But when they say younger, they don't mean younger like 25. Well, no, they do mean younger like 25. They don't mean younger like 21. They mean younger like 25, 26, 27, as opposed to 40 plus.
Oh, my God. Any child now, that means no more Molly. I can't do that.
At least you are self-aware. And we love that. No. We love a self-aware king.
Imagine meaning me right now.
And then just to segue off to that, in terms of children, first off, do you guys want any? And if you do, how many?
Yes. I want three or two. I can't lie. It used to be three, but it's reducing. I have a friend, he wants six children. He wants to have an army so that when his family gets there, they'll know that, okay, wow, yeah. And I'm just like, it's because he's not the one that's passing out those children. That's why he can open his eyes. Also, no, he's not. He's Yoruba, actually.
That's interesting.
Even people, they like children as well.
Me, bro. But yeah, I remember when I was younger, my definite number was like four. I was like, I want four kids. And now it's like standing at a strong 2/3, more 2 to 3.
The amount of things that I've seen about pregnancy that has made me like, actually, I don't know if I want to do this.
Like, I feel like I might tap out after two. Like, my mom is one of 10, and I don't know how my grandma did it. Kudos to her. I could not.
Also, let's consider things like school fees. Like,
bro,
are you gonna have?
That's the only thing to consider. What else? Do you know how much A-level school fees is? Multiply that number by six. God forbid.
No, now you get in some schools you get discounts if they have siblings.
Okay, what's the discount? 10%, 15%.
Depends on the school you go to.
Hey, guy, you now have six children. Like, four will be failing. Come on.
Yeah, no, six, like, you have to think, that's six kids you have sent to college, that's just six proms you have to do, six this, six that, like, you're doing a lot. Six
weddings, like, bro.
Six weddings. And wedding
is... Anytime I like, give away my daughter, please, come on.
Yeah, imagine buying, like, plane tickets now. You have to do two separate bookings, because then, like, you can't book for eight people at one go.
I don't know if I'm reason that to almost.
Neither did I. No, I'm sorry. I can't have it.
And imagine if you want to now travel first class with you and your six children. That's like what's
too. You can't want to travel first class with you and your six children. What are your children looking for inside first class?
Why? I was born into a lifestyle. I have to give my children that same lifestyle.
I feel like I would do it till they're 13, because once you turn 13, you start paying full price for business.
Me, I've never entered first class. Business class, okay.
Business, yeah, not first, business, maybe. I would do it to the 13. You have to humble some people sometimes, send them to the back where the wings are.
I don't know about that.
What are your own views?
My own views about raising children.
Mm-hmm.
I can't know now, because they ask now. I'll not raise any good child.
Fair enough. Okay, and in terms of work, because we mentioned weddings earlier, do you guys don't have a big wedding? Small, because some people just want them and their wife or their husband, one friend, mommy and daddy.
I want a small wedding, but I want it to be a destination wedding.
That's what I was going to say. I want a destination wedding, because you can have, like, with a destination wedding, you can invite loads of people, but then loads of people might not be able to come because of visa constraints.
So you can reduce the number. Yes. What's your dream destination?
I was going to Kenya.
Do you know how you're laughing? Africa is a beautiful place.
It is. I wasn't laughing.
I don't know why you're laughing at me. No, I actually don't know where I want to get married. I can't lie.
What about you?
I don't mind.
I think I want to get married in Lake Como in Italy.
Hmm.
Like one of those.
Como is not much of a difference. You know?
Okay.
So there's lake in Kano. Let me just tell you now.
No, please.
Destination. I've never really thought that I want a destination wedding, to be honest. I want my wedding to be, because I want to have a big wedding. So I want my wedding to be in a place that everybody can come. Not Niger. I can't lie, not Niger. Well, it could be Niger. I don't really mind. Like,
okay. You have to at least do one wedding in Nigeria.
Yeah, you have to do trash. The only thing I don't want to do from like one of those like traditional things, and I think I've spoken about this before, like there's a tradition where like, I know it's the Igbo people, they have like the wife holding the little glass of palm wine and you have to go into the audience and find your husband. I told my mommy I'm not doing it. I refuse.
Why did you want to do it?
Because you've been taking those brides a while, bro. Your man be hiding and everybody be confusing you. It's just, I didn't want to do it. That's the only thing I don't want to do. Well, everything else, bring it on. Bride price, goods, cow, I'm here for it.
You guys, the concept of bride price, I don't think I really understand it. How do they decide who is worth 10 goods, who is worth 20 goods, who is worth, like, how do they decide this?
I actually don't know. I don't, like...
They'll be like, oh, we want 100 yards of lace, 30 goats. How do they decide who is worth? How do you know if you are 30 goats or if you are 10 goats?
Naim, answer this one.
I don't understand. Like, they'll give me the list of things I need to buy now.
No, but like,
I was just wondering, okay, how do you know whether a woman is worth 30 goods or 10 goods? Like, how do you know who is more expensive? Like, what makes you more expensive than the next
one? I don't know the answer to that question. You should ask me.
I actually don't know. Because that's my dad the other day. I was like, what's my bride price? He was like, I don't know. We'll set it. We'll
I
set
think
it
things like, okay, I think things like how educated you are add to it. I think even educated, if you're educated home or away, it also adds to it.
That's discrimination right there.
Such can't have anyone I'm marrying extra 3K on top, 3K USD, because I have blue passports. So unless the other person has blue passports.
Unless the other person has passports too, like
I said, unless I've thought to my clothes, don't worry about it.
Okay. And what if you're unable to give them, like Angela and Michael got married, 90 day fiance. Till tomorrow, Angela is not giving Michael visa, so...
Because that wedding, that whole thing is fraudulent. Like, that whole wedding is fraudulent. Also,
sorry,
they were...
Sorry.
Huh?
So, before you move on, you say they are charging 3K for your passport.
Yes.
Me and you will discuss after this.
You guys are about to have a care package wedding.
But yeah.
Okay, and then speaking of Nige, where do you guys want to live when you grow up?
I want to have multiple properties. I don't want to live in one place.
I don't want to be limited.
I don't want to. I feel like my Nige house to be my holiday home.
But where do you want to call home, though? Like,
yeah, like America. I want to live in Los Angeles.
I don't know where I want to live, I can't lie.
Neither do I, because no place is really enticing me. Like London, London, the vibes are not there. Lagos is too hard.
Lagos is very hard. But yeah, no, I just want a mansion in Los Angeles. Like,
wherever there's lights, I'm there.
Wherever there's constant power. Nige is actually hard. That's why
I also I cannot be earning in Naira. I'm sorry. It's not possible. In Naira.
No way.
When there's GBP, I should not come out and be earning in Naira. I beg. And okay, and finally, as Chira, as an architectural babe, you know this song well. In your house, what does your dream house look like? What's gonna be inside?
Okay, so my dream house is gonna be a mansion. It's going to be modern, of course. I think I definitely want like 5 floors standard, and I want a floor.
Wait, to 5 floors.
Yeah.
What's on all the floors?
So one's obviously basement, and that's going to be like just vibes, like somewhere the kids can bring their friends, just out of my way, unprovoked. First floor, obviously festivities, kitchen, maybe one living room, maybe the pool, the garden, whatever. Second floor,
if you guys can see the look that Flame is giving to the right now. So much to the architecture building, so she likes
the entire floor for festivities.
Okay. No. You can't be entertaining people and allow them access to the rest of your house.
Sorry, now I want a hotel. Like, keep
going. I think my second floor is going to be like kid based, so that's where their rooms are, that's where all that crap is away from me. And then maybe fourth floor is mine. And then mine and my husband's, like, wherever we want to stay, blah, blah, blah. Or maybe a cinema room in the basement, actually, because I have that in my house now.
And then the fifth floor... Just say, I'm doing rubbish, a cinema room in your house.
And then the last floor, I want, like, a rooftop, so another festivity floor. Like, when friends come over, somewhere to just, like, chill with the fire pit. That's what I want. Like, I want a rooftop. But, yeah, that's my dream house.
Hey, what's your dream house?
I have to live in the forest. But obviously, I don't think there's that many forests in Banana Island, so I would just import tree and I'll just surround it around my house. But I want my home to be like really modern. Like, the style is going to be crazy. I'll decide which designer I want to, like, I'll have like 2 or 3 just come in and like do what they do. And yeah, my house is going to be crazy. Yo. I won't lie.
To do my own house.
Yeah, she does architecture.
Okay. My mom is an interior decorator, so I'm going to have her like do one section.
Okay, one thing that's not negotiable for me in my house is that it has to be a smart house. Like, none of that shouting. None of that shouting from the first floor. Like, talk to the Alexa or Siri on your floor. Leave me alone.
No, but I mean, I get that, Sha. I think same.
Yeah.
Same as well. Even like, you know, sometimes in the movies, like, if they want to sleep, they'll just clap their hands, the lights off. That's the kind of thing I want to.
Then if you're arguing with your babe now, you gotta clap. We'll just go off. Yeah, very good. The house has to have social cues, as far as I'm concerned.
The house has to have social cues. Thank you. But yeah, that's a non-negotiable. It has to be a smart house. None of that, go and shut the blinds, because that's the issue I'm currently facing in my current situation with my parents.
I saw on TikTok these people in their house, the blinds are timed. So at, I don't know, 8 a.m. every morning, they go up. At like 7 p.m. every evening, they go down. Like, that's just perfect.
I think automation is definitely going to be the future. Like, say what you want. Like,
Nope.
Say what you want.
If I'm sleeping on my cutting dares open his self, there's gonna be a problem.
No, I'm not saying that, but like, so for example, in my apartment now, I have it set so like when it's like 8 o'clock and it's cold, my heater just kicks in because I have a smart plug. Stuff like that. That's what I like.
Have you watched iRobot?
Hey, yeah.
Go and learn about what happens.
Alrighty.
Oh my god, jinx.
Okay guys, so it's now time for Stranger Things Have Happened, and I'm going to read you guys a few stories and we're just going to discuss. Okay, it's from Juru, so you know these stories are always saucy. Okay, so this one says, I tested my boyfriend with pregnancy. Hi, Drew, this is my first time texting you. I need urgent advice. So I missed my period due to infection, and the last time I had sex with my boyfriend was over 2 weeks ago. I don't feel any symptom of pregnancy at all, but my guy insisted I do a pregnancy test. He's not in Lagos right now. He's in the East. I tried using it, but I didn't get the results. But I know I'm not pregnant. So I tried testing him that I'm pregnant and I want to keep the baby, and he says he's okay with it. Although I told him I would go to the hospital to run another test, I only wanted to know if he would accept me and the baby. What should I do again to test him? Because you may be using sense for me to know if I'm serious.
Wait, why is she trying to test him in the first place? I told us. I'm so
disturbed. Why would you test somebody with pregnancy?
People do it so.
Can you see over Sabi?
Nah, people do it so. Maybe she wants to just make sure that he's serious. Nah, I can't lie, but why does she want to? This woman in the dilemma. She wants to test him again. Is that the first test did not work? Has she not got some answer that she wanted from the test? She has proven that he's serious.
Did
she want him back and be like about it? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, she's just insecure.
Yeah.
Okay. This one says she collects my money, but she's ashamed of my job. Good morning, mushrooms to your cousin. It's about my girl. I really love her, like truly, but she does something I don't like. I have been unemployed for 6 months, so I took a teaching job as a PE teacher in Lekki through a friend who is a teacher too.
Why are you guys laughing when the guy said he's a PE teacher?
First of all, why did he tell us? Why did he tell us that he's a PE teacher in Lekki? As if it's being in Lekki makes the job better.
I'm making good pay. I'm meeting people. I make a good living. I enjoy my job. I actually thought I would not because it makes me fit. I love children and I have time to read for other courses and watch movies. We won't get to the story.
This guy has gone on this whole paragraph of why I need a job. Something is wrong.
My working hours are flexible. The main issue is that my girlfriend doesn't like telling people I'm a PE teacher. She says I'm a chemistry teacher. TBH, I know chemistry well, but I'm not a chemistry teacher. Sometimes she says I work from home or I'm an entrepreneur. My girlfriend's mom and sister will all think I'm a chemistry teacher, but my girlfriend keeps demanding things and I give her. What can I do? I don't know what to tell this guy.
I should leave the babe. Like, come on. If she's not
comfortable, he said he loves her very much.
Guy, love is not real. He's like, love is not real. The guy should
hey, love is not like, enough, baby. Talk to guy, me.
Like, I don't know what's worse. Like, the fact that he said one of the perks of his job is that he likes to watch movies. I don't really understand the question.
You can already tell that the guy is already jobless, normally. Like,
jobless. Right. And the fact that his babe is not, like, proud of what he does, that's really the biggest red flag. Like, let's forget
sorry, the what did he mention? Why did chemistry teacher come into the dilemma? I didn't get that part.
She's not proud of him being a PE teacher. Doesn't like the fact that he's in PE.
He's telling me that he's a chemistry teacher or what?
Because yes, he the guy is there, he's well. Not pose, he's wearing short nika, like she's not proud.
Boy, but he's making a good pay and the babe is spending his money. But exactly. Just doesn't want to say that her man is a PE teacher.
If the guy knows what's good for him, he's going to leave that babe because guy, this is just
it's true, sure. Okay.
It's like it's just so she my doesn't husband... love him.
Also, my husband is distracted. Good morning, Jero. We just got married and pregnant. My husband hardly have sex with me anymore. Most nights he sleeps in a chat with only one particular lady. I opened his phone and I read through all his chats. They are in love. I'm not bothered because I know my husband is deleting her. She doesn't even know my husband, deceiving her. What the fuck can people type? I'm not bothered because I know my husband is deceiving her. She doesn't even know my husband is married. Last night, I was worried. We tried to have sex after so many months. My husband stood up angrily and went to the living room to call this girl, and they spoke till around 2 p.m. I was hurt.
2 p.m.? I told my
husband, 2 p.m.
From the morning.
This is someone that just said, don't worry, my husband is deceiving her.
Yes, sir. Please continue.
I've told my husband to stop deceiving this girl, but he won't listen. I need you guys' opinions. I saved the girl's number on my phone. Can I call her and tell her my husband is married? This issue makes me sad every day.
For starters, she's as delusional as her husband. I don't even understand what's going on here. Like, I just don't even understand what's going on here. I don't understand what's going on here.
Nah, first of all, it's her saying, oh, her husband is deceiving her. How does she know that?
So she has read the chat.
Okay.
That relationship really wasn't built on trust and communication.
Whoa, la malicious.
Nah.
You should just chill now. Obviously, the husband is frustrated about something.
Exactly.
He couldn't communicate that to his wife. He sorts outside. He's told he's like, bro, come on. Like, come on. She said she doesn't trust him.
She said she doesn't trust him. That's why she went to his phone in the first place. What's killing me is that she went from, oh yeah, don't worry, like she still loves me, it's just the TV had to, we had a fight and now he's calling her till 2 p.m.
Yeah, man, is the fact that they tried to shag and guy walked out and went to go and call his babe. He's supposedly deceiving.
Yeah, like it's delusion. And the thing is that you can't say she should walk out of this marriage because she has a child now.
Yeah,
they're married, like it's too difficult. This is how wahala starts.
Yeah, I think we actually need to normalize, especially in Nigeria, normalize living marriages that don't fucking serve you anymore. Like,
normalize knowing your husband before you marry him.
Yes, exactly. Normalize knowing your husband before you marry him. Yeah, anyway, guys, that's all we have for you guys for this episode. Thank you so much to Naim for coming back. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed it. Do you want them to find you on any social media? Do you want them for your incognito?
Nah, that life is over.
Okay,
yes, so, catch me on several podcasts though.
Yeah, okay. So now I will be jumping from podcast to podcast. You catch him there. But make sure you follow us at Care Package Pod on Instagram and Twitter and the Care Package Pod on TikTok. So you know when our next delivery is. Till next time. Bye.
This package has been signed, sealed, and delivered. Thank you.